Chazar of Siman Kuf Sadekei. The Kud is in the studio. Hopefully, we'll try to get through most of it today. If not, we'll have to be Mamshir tomorrow. Kabanim. Midaraisa Nidas Aser, the Bayalotash, the Mikas Aser, Kibiv Ganisha Gesumach like his Rambam Ramban, whether that's going to be Aser Midaraisa, it's going to Aser Midaraisa. Besides those Yisroel and Chazakim along and made Isra Varchakis, being that them with the Yichud and they're rogging with each other, therefore Chazakim along and answered various Harchakis in order to keep them away from each other. Now, Harchakis are a Isra Be'etzem. Whatever Chazal answered, it's Aser. If a person was over this Harchaka, even though you didn't comely day Tashamita or Chiv Nishek, you were over Isra Darbon and Be'etzem. These are Takanas Chazals and they're inherently Aser. And even if you didn't come, Lide Isser, but that's a Maitza Chazal Atzer in order, they shouldn't come to the Isser, and therefore it's going to be Asser. Is Archokis Davka Labaila, or Archokis is also to other ladies, the Simukhav Aleph Ebenezer, Sif, I think Hey was. There's a discussion about it, so it brings down over there that the big three, the Mechaber says the three things of Chiba, of the Gemara Ksuvah Samach Aleph, of the Chitzis Panav. Ziga, Hatzasamita, Smechabe says those three are going to be asked by all Nashim, not just your wife. It's something that's a daughter of Chiba, and with any Erva that's going to be asked. The Ramah brings down a heta that we are annoying to, if it's Barabim and it's not Bechidus, to like get washed from the Shivka in the bathhouse, being that it's in public, and it's not, and there's no, and if it's not a matzah there, so Ramah says maybe when it's in public, in that situation it's going to be mutter. In terms of the rest of the achokas, Sassos brought down days over there. Okay, then we hold achokas with dafka on ishtoi. It doesn't apply to other nashim. Chashukhan says one who is machmer for everybody, kodesh yomerle. It's a nice, good thing to do. But mikar din, there are no achokas do not apply to other ladies. Where do achokas apply? Achokas apply when she's aser. What about during the Zman of Vest? Zman of Vest is Zman of Yosser and Tasha Mita, so over there is no Achakis. Achakis is only when she's Osser, Mitam Nida, Vestus, there is no Achakis. If a lady has a Suffolk, maybe she's also, she's not sure, you have a Suffolk Kesem, Suffolk Vidika, so over there, if you talk about, there's a real Suffolk, and there's a decent Tzadik, he's going to be Osser, so you have to be Machmer until the Suffolk, Tei Mevara, the Suffolk, it's Stamach Sang Yedia. And you'd have to be machmer on achakas until you embarrass, if it's really like a real suffix, not just a nervous suffix. The poison discussed is the head of kavada brias when it comes to achakas. So Ramoshin Tshuva says that there is no concept of kavada brias. He says that it's a normal thing to be nida. There's nothing wrong with being a nida. It's half of the time a person is a nida that they're embarrassed about. And the fact that keeping halacha shouldn't be embarrassed of it, should be proud of it. And therefore Ramoshin says in Tshuva that there would not be a heter of kavod abrius, being that's a normal thing. So we could discuss a case that somebody once, he was like in a public place, whatever, and the whole family's around, and it was like a Shabbat brachas, and his wife handed him something. Like a whole bunch of people watching. So like, if he would like, you know, if he like tells her, so like, it might be a little embarrassing for her. What? So if you can think of it, right. So, Mitzad Etzim didn't cover the Brias, and Echnavi, she's embarrassed, she forgot, and I'm like, making a whole public scene about it. You know, maybe that situation, it's different. Maybe we could say that, you know, she forgot, and it's all public thing. I think even Moshe would agree. Moshe is saying, Norma Hashkafa. You want to say, is that to cover the Brias? Are you keeping the Achokas, so... And if the fact people are up, then whatever. You want to know if, like, she hands you something in public and all of a sudden you start telling her, reminding her, and once she's embarrassed, that she forgot, right? Number one. And, you know, it's making a whole scene. I can hear Malcolm that we would say, yes, cover the breeze in that situation if she's going to be embarrassed. Viter, try to think of any other eitzes.
Have to throw it or something.
What?
Be better to throw it.
No, try to think of some eitzes. He passes you, just going. You could, like, she starts passing you something, you go all of a sudden, she's like, you know, start having a coffee fit. Like, you know, walk away or whatever, you can try to think of some other aces. And, but, you know, technically, there's no other aces in a situation where you're making a public scene and she's embarrassed that she forgot in the whole situation. I can hear there would be a mocking for covered abuse in that type of situation. Chuppas Nida, the place I'm discussed, is there head of heter or not. So let's mention Haaretz and Shabbos says that there's no problem of achokas by chuppas nida because whole body is because it's mut to be yichud and the gospel. You don't have any of the svaras over here. It's not mut to be yichud. Therefore, he wants to be meikel. Let's come to the place. It's more not like that. Then they say that etzem achokas would yes apply by chuppas nida, but they say that giving over the ring, being that till you got married, you're not. There's no problem handing something. We said make her there's no problem of achokas by other nashim. It's only a problem with your wife. So you're just putting on the ring. So, you know, you're not married. So, the eighth they really give is like you stick her finger up a little bit, like it's a little bit up, and like put it down, you slide it down, and you know, no, you can lahakel by chuppas nida. That's life and how they do it. It comes to hanging the ksuba. You shouldn't have the ksuba. Have somebody else hang the ksuba. But mitzvah the etzim din. We're no, you can lahakel to slide it on, and other ones we are machmer. Obviously, when nothing brings down that the midas yog. You might think just Tafki can't be Duchiv and Nishik, Yochi Dabim Vadvaram Batalim, Tamlemo Le Sakrivo, it says that it's Isra to talk Dvaram Batalim, Skoich and Kalashurif with Ishtai Nida. Kipshuta, it's Darbon, it's not the Raisa, just say Smachta Ba'alma, it's not going to be the Raisa, it's only going to be Darbon. So in terms of talking with your wife, so the Mishnah says, Atar Sifim Isha, Isha, Kalkam Isha Kaveira, it's some learning that's talking about. It's talking about Ishtanida. You know, Maisa, that's more for Baal Madrigi, Yechidi Skula. And the Mitzias is when somebody's wife is a Nida, they feel sort of been Rechuk. It's on the one hand, it could be Yishvi, even Shmuzing more than Mitzah, that she shouldn't feel, she shouldn't feel Rechuk. And the Gedar Adav is attention is Mutter, affection is Aser. So attention, could be you should get more attention. During this man, which he's in need of, in terms of affection, it's going to be awesome. In terms of exact gather, what's called schoik and dvarm b'teilim, dvarm b'sum. Dvarm b'teilim means dvarm, which are maybe de hagal avera. Talking about in yonei tashmis kipshutei, that's going to be a problem, or any conversation which either one of you would cause each one, either one of you to want to give the other one a hug or a kiss. Move on, that's going to be Aser Alts Medaber, Dvaram B'Teilim, Dvaram maybe the Hergel, and that's going to be Aser. When can you, saying I love you, so later, it's telling the Tzura how you say it, how often you say it, and, you know, if it's something which you only reserve it for whatever, so then, of course that's going to be Aser. It's putting in the Tzura, how often, and if and how you say it, you know, that's whether that's going to be Mutter or that's going to be Aser. Complimenting your wife, yeah, you should compliment your wife when she is a Nida. That, you know, that's not a problem, but Viter, the Tzura and the Eifen, has to be the Eifen, the Viter. Shouldn't that? It's not something which gives a Hergish lovely day, Hergel Dabra. The Gedda of Schoik and Kalashroish is doing things of light. Schoik is like jokes, making extreme, and Kalashroish is like lightheartedness. I guess that's the art school definition, I guess that's what we'll call it. Am I right? I forgot. But it's something like letting loose more than her geloi, and you know that'd be the guy over there. The place in the Scots, you're allowed to play games and all sorts of things. Some say yes, some say no. Kalashreis. These things are societal and personal, and if it's something which you, I say societal and personal, and. No, can you play ping pong? So true. They say, well, because Zrika, maybe it's not a problem. You're doing it away from her. Because lobbing, maybe be a problem. But maybe it's right. It's totally, it's very hard to give Gedarim. It's totally less societal. How often you do it, how much you do it. What? You're throwing it away from her. Trying to bang it away from her. Shouldn't catch it. A lobby, that's Zrika. I'm a shaking if you're trying playing, trying to get away from her. That's not going to be Zrika. But Viter, like you said, to give exact. Tali in the match. Fine. In terms of the second side talk is a ping pong, okay? The one's like getting into the sports mode, it's, you know, it's bringing back memories, right? Okay. In terms of giving presents, so the place he says is basically giving a present is going to be mutter. You shouldn't give, obviously, a present which is, you know, certain types of presents obviously can move on are going to. Are not going to be mutter, but a regular person is going to be mutter. You want to know a birthday present, a anniversary present. What? How long is it? Depends on the through of the present. A birthday present or anniversary present. Later. If these things are expected and it's in a oifen where it's done in a tshuva, where weiter, if it's an oifen that she's going to give you a hug, then about it's going to be also, which is a regular present and done in a certain sort of tshuva, then anachanami technically beside, then technically it's okay. After you have a baby, the minig is people buy jewelry, okay, kachol minig, you know, as long as it's done in a certain tshuva, then that's going, then it's okay. And it's not going to be a problem. Writing notes can move on. That's going to be usher. Writing letters to love letters, like whatever. If you're working with Chassan Kao, you should be writing also now. Mitzvah and Shalom Bayis, Mitzvah at a different time. But things like that about the combined. So we also, can she read it? I've gotten challenges many times from the ladies that they want to know, can they read it? And as they read it, when she, when it's usher, can they read it? Is that going to be mutter, or is that going to be usher? It's only when there's a connection between the two of them that's where the is. What do they say? What do you say? I'm just thinking a second whether they didn't. There's no connection between the two of them. Therefore, Bivadai, that's going to be Mutter. Other things you're supposed to discuss are reading a book together that's Kalas Reis, or kissing a child when she's holding it, all these things are, you know, Chidushim Rafalam and Pashas, it'd be hard to say that's considered callous rush. Fine, move on. Layiga Bafilab at Svektana, you're not allowed to touch even at Svektana, even though normal Arava there wouldn't be a Meisr. The Makar of Darvis and Mar Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says that the Meisa, the person who was Tamad Echel, Meisa Bechatzi Yamov, and his wife came to complain, he's such a Shimish Tegmi Chacham, which side he was Mesa. And so one of the questions he asked him, he didn't even touch me. And from the other Madaik, that touching is going to be Usr, and it's Usr to touch Ishtoi Nida. What's considered touching the Pesach Chuv? If you're touching her, the Pesach Chuv discusses about touching her Begadim. Is that going to be Usr? Is that going to be Mutter? The Pesach Chuv says, even touching Begadim when it's on her, it's going to be also. Now, the Dakar Chiva says, touching begadim when it's on her does not mean that I touched this because that's what I touched her. Touching begadim on her means I'm just fluffy. I'm only touching the begad. I'm not touching her through the begad. That's the nidan whether touching begadim is also, and that's going to be also. But touching the person's begad, just touching her through the begad, that's pashto is also. Dakar Chiva, at the beginning, on over here. So that's pashto, it's going to be also. The chiddush is when it's fluffy begging, you're not touching her, you're just touching the begging, it's not touching her. That's the chiddush shovia, which is going to be awesome. It's epis a heter when you have a heter, so I'm going to say it's nagia, whatever. But in terms of touching, when you say touching her, that's also pasha, that's going to be going together in terms of touching her. Begadim to begadim, which is in terms of touching, okay, in terms of begadim to begadim, so. In the free tickers, there's no makar. In the early we have a car, it's a pishy truth. They're saying touching her baguette. If you're touching from touching baguette to baguette, a lot of the smaller shit, the living others want to say that's going to be a problem. They want to come from Baruch HaShulchan. The makar of HaShulchan really is not so much of a raya, because right, Baruch HaShulchan could be strongly touching her through the baguette. Not really begotten to begotten. And the makar is a dover, there's not really major makar to find that it's really going to be also. I do hear Mr. Karel's saying that if you're trying to touch her and you're like going like that, that's going to be us, or maybe we'll call it the Gita Dava Acher, or the Gita, or Loigar from the Yalio, which says touching something which she's touching, that's going to be us. So definitely, if you're trying to touch her, now we're going to ask her. But if you're not trying to touch, then I think you don't have to be Machmir. What? No, that's called, if we're like this, this is called touching. But that's not touching. We're talking about where that issue is, that's called touching. The chiddush is when it's puffy, and that's going to be the shy. It's different in the gay if you're going on a bus. So, whatever, you sit next. Just make sure not to, try your best. Make sure not to.
If you're walking in the street, you have to, make sure not to, knock
If it's a Davis Shane Miskavim without a Pesach Reisha, so it's what? If you're not trying to touch, you're walking, you wouldn't know by mistake if you bumped in. So Davis Shane Miskavim, it wasn't a Pesach Reisha, whatever. But probably out Gidui Tznius, you should not be walking so close together that people don't see that there's a hefsek between the two of you. Right? The Ramah brings down Negechim. Okay, let's put on sorry now. We're going to have a time. But. Right, the thing when you're sitting on a bus and you're sitting on, I think the lost in the Chazanis is they bring down from the Chazanis to Sefer Tanis last as well. He says like to bet the answer is for each day to sit next to each other when they're in need is like davar shein rabbi tzvi yachal amabo and kilo mishtadel kafi the chilas the best they shouldn't touch each other while on a plane. You put that thing down and right, if you have children, put the child in between. Same, but if you don't have a child, then whatever. So you put it down the thing and we try the best. So, negiyah dey davar acher is negiyah in a couple of situations. Negiyah, so you want to tap her on the shoulder with a stick. You want, I guess a wheelchair could be negiyah. Somebody's a suma. And the question is whether could you help them walk along with a stick, or somebody's older and something like that. So in terms of what we have on one hand we have the Yad Elio, which seems to be Machma Ad HaSeif. He says that you can't take the Eish, you can't like the Eish from something. She's holding a fire and you're holding a fire, lighting one thing for the other one. It sounds like that's some type of chibur, and that's going to be Aser. So Yad Elio is a tremendous chumra. She seems to be saying like you can have a connection, touching something which she's touching, that's going to be a problem in the world of Yad Elio. As you're holding a cell phone, she touches it, and touches something which she's touching, in the world of Aliyo would seemingly be a problem. So in the world of Aliyo, touching a child, I don't think that's a problem, because it's only when you're dealing with a chifetz, which is not an independent object, not a thing with an atzmoy, so you can say maybe that's some type of connection. But touching, let's say you're holding a chassan on your back, right? So and she touches the chassan, that's called like a connection. I've had the chassans in there. That's a bad example.
It's your brother.
Yeah, you're holding your brother on the back.
Chassan's the brother,
and she's touching him. You're gonna say, I'm talking and say that's called like a connection between the two of them. It's independent person, independent thing of other. That's not called whatever. So even the Yaliyol's world, Avada is not going to be usher to touch a child who the Chara is not going to be usher a child which he or she is holding. Everything is going to be aser. Yitzchak wants to bring a riot, not like the Yaliyo from the Tashbates. The Tashbates says that a child, you'll have to take a child out of your wife's hand, because the Chayin HaSiyas Atzmai. So if you could pass it, you could pass it basically. You could pass it, it's called Chayin HaSiyas Atzmai. So from over there, he wants to bring a riot from the Tashbeis Lachor, a riot not like the Yad Elio, because if we ask for even touching something, which they're both touching, so what's it sad? The Tashbeis says I could pass it over, because the Chayin HaSiyas Atzmai, Lamai said there definitely is a connection much more than Yad Elio, and even the Tashbeis wants to make it on that way. So he wants to say the mashmois of the touch base would not be like that.
Are you saying it's not true? But a child's
no, child. It's different than what I'm saying. There's a difference between whether I'm passing over, like if I could pass over a child, even with an independent thing. It's like shata and saying that no, it's chayin says atzmai. Then it's different. No, he says over there. From there, he just says over there. Mashmois over there. It's me mutter. It means otherwise it's going to be also, and he himself is not so happy about it. He says by pouring the water, he says zel mago de davar acher. The shina goes for kliva kliva mayim b'mayim biyodei satay v'shari. He has to cast. What do you answer of v'chitza typically that? It's also asking davacher. It should be also azrika or shata. So that's called my davacher. She touches the kli to the mayim, Mayim biyada, you might think it's a mutter. Kamashim is also mishar mechitza. There's a mashmois upon him that maybe you could have acher, maybe it'll be mutter. No, you could be mekabel between the cases over there. Number one, over there, no one's being mekabel it. Number two is, it's different than, it's much, it has no right the case I'm holding a stick and I'm tapping you on the shoulder. That's like, this is like I'm touching the kli, which is touching the ward, it's much less of a connection. You know, therefore, I don't think it would not be a riot in the case of a stick which is going to be mutter. Chum Zedesha, when he discusses by chayla, he seems to be discussing a little bit of Nagir de Dava Acher, and he seems to say Tafka, maybe chayla is going to be mutter, you know, and it would sound like a little bit more exhaust. Go on, Alokha Maisa, that Kikshuva brings down, I think it's a Sivkatan test. He says, in the case of the Suma, where the person can't walk, so the question was, can she hold his hand? She says, no, don't do that. What she do is, Nagir de Dava Acher, Beshasad Chakis is able to be maker. That to hold the stick, if she's holding, could be mekel. Therefore, I think in a regular case, one should not be mekel. We have a shasachak, then one can be mekel. If you want to know, negei a wheelchair, pushing away from a wheelchair, right there, shasachak will be mekel. Stop to tap her on her shoulder to get her attention. Her kipshute, that's going to be a problem. What? What do you say? Get a noise machine and earplugs. Right now I'm doing our dietary research. Touching the Dava Acher, and touching the Begad of Begam. Let's move on to Aishata. The Rashi brings down this is to pass something also. Why is it also to pass? Shema Yigabach. Two Machim whites also there to pass. Either maybe you're going to. Maybe you can touch with Sarah, so the Mechaber goes, and that's how to say it's going to be Al's Chibra. Come on, the Mechaber goes, the Kepam is going to be touched. The Shach says, if you have a very long Chepetz, and you're passing it over, so there is no Chash that you're going to touch her, so the Shach is going to be us. So what's the reason why it's going to be us? To Ma'achan, the Rosh Hashulchan, Sivkatan, he says, Al's Loi Plug, being Dover Gadol, Dover Katan. The city tire brings down that it's a Viter. Once, whenever you're being Oisik and handing something, there's a Chash. Shema Yigoba, and even if it's big, it's going to be also because it still is a Vayter Chash that you're going to touch her. The question is, can you bring something to her and she'll take it? As I hold something and she's going to take it off. Is there any Isser of that? So far we have Isser of handing, we have Isser of touching, we have Isser of handing, which is a Hemshech.
Serving tray.
Yeah, serving tray, take it off. So we have Isser of handing, we have Isser of touching, or can I hold, let's say, a baby and let her take it out? That's another case. She's going to take it. So we say, what? There's no touching. There's no aishata. Is that going to be mutter, or is that going to be us or not? So one thing we could say, so we sort of circumvented all the halachas, right? We have, which halacha, what halacha is it going to be us? Like, where will we place it in? Because everything is going to have a shy, we have to, like, place it somewhere. Like, where is it? You have to, you know, put the sif, and is it dimming or not a dimming? So far we have touching, we have handing. So what's it taking? Is that handing or is that not handing? Like, how do we look at that? Blood plug is not handing. I'm handing because I'm handing, so maybe the svar would be the connection of passing over. So maybe we'll come to touch.
Anytime your two hands are taking things,
Okay, so let's move on to Kvata. So I'm going to come back in a second. The Chidah brings down Benegay being a Kvata. So Kvata, when you need it, it's not time to be Kvata. You have to hand over the baby, and therefore it's not to be a problem. What do they recommend? Before the Chidah, he put it down on the table, and then he picks it up. So then, what do you have? So the yes, I think, are kind of guessing. And others, do you get the skula, whatever the schools of kvat there are, when you put it down? So he said, yeah, that also looks good. That also looks good. Skula, even though I handed it over, you get the spoon. And the Chidah came along with a pretend. He has, can you use two pillows? What's the setup of using two pillows? You have, she comes, and she brings on one pillow. You have another pillow on top of it. And he comes, and she takes off the top pillow. So what's the, before we say what the Chidah says, what would you say the shayla be? It would be very similar to the shayla. What do you have here? There's no handing, because I'm not handing, just taking. There's no touching, no handing. So what will be the halacha in that type of situation? So I think the Chidah, in the Friedrich, I guess that's the most similar makar we have to this thing. So it's like the chita. He's going to be makel, and he says, like Shur brings down, he's going to be makel, he says like this. It's mitzvah, rega katan, handing is only Rashi, that she thinks that's his makel and handing, pam b'yoyvel, bakrai, all these things together, he says that then it's okay to do. Rega katan, pam b'yoyvel, bakrai. Also, even the whole thing of handing is not so. It's b'fnei rabbim also. Maybe you can start with that also. Like, there's no chashash b'fnei rabbim. And he says that the reason why it's mutter is also it's only Rashi handing. Maybe the Esther handing. She does mako. And therefore, he's going to go at the Daiket Shuvah brings down. It's in Yosef Primus. I think it's from Hey, the Daiket Shuvah brings down. Daiket Shuvah brings down.
Is this all from the Chida?
This is from the Chida. Yeah. That's the makel of the Kvater Shana. Even on the Kvater Shaila, the scummets of the later Achreinim, you know, not the later ones. I'm saying that, you know, they're not, you know, if you look at Levi, Chashanah, Levi, Yashu, Shamazam, they all did not, all quoted different Svarim and print, not wanting to be makel on it. Now, what Daiket Shuvah also over there brings down, and then when Daiket Shuvah brings down, he said, we're not noigin to do it, and he comes out. L'chumra, the reasons Daiket Shuvah left Dafka all 100%, a little bit hard to understand all the Svaras over there, he says, the Maisa Daiket Shuvah says, we're noigin to have it, and we don't do it. Now, very simple question. We have this kvater problem, right? We have this kvater problem, like, you know, and people want to be kvater for, you know, all the inyanim and schoolists, so. Fine. So Chazal came with the Eitzah with the two thing, and he, like he said, Pam, Yevil, Bakrai, and whatever he was happy about it, but make Obamok, whatever. Most people didn't make it. So why don't we have a new thing? Make a Kvater pillow. And a Kvater thing. I'll make a new system that you have a basket. You know, the kid's going to be in the basket and on the pillow, and like make it like a pocketbook. Why don't you just do it like that? Make it like a pocketbook. It's not Yod. No, so far we saw handing Yod, the Yod is Aser, right? Now we declared, if I bring it over to you and you take it, is that also going to be Aser? We say that if you only made it, you can see like seven things, oh, it's to be Machmer, even that no one else wanted to be Machmer. Now let's go into a different Shaila now. The Shaila is, the Negeya, putting something into her pocketbook. Is that called putting it into her hand? Or is that called not putting it into not putting it to hand? Is that called Maisa Vaishata? Or is that not called Maisa?
Is that the same thing?
What do you say? No. What's the difference between one and what?
It's all the same
Shiloh,
no?
It's a little bit of different Shiloh. So if we break down the Shiloh, guess. Okay, there's one thing we can say that I can't hand something to you. That's us, right? Shama Yigaba, Chiba, Mechabagos, Shama Yigaba. Now, let's say I hand it and I put it on, okay, we have two cases. I hand it up on your lap. Is that handing to you or not handing to you? So I would probably say, care more posture that's closer to handing. Handing to you, handing to your hand, handing to your, can't touch your, whatever. They care more push that's going to be awesome. Now we have another shell. She's holding, there's other things we'll say, like, that's not called handing to her. If she's holding a carriage in the shopping center, like you're going shopping, and you want to throw in some cups into it, that's called you. You're putting it down, okay? You're saying you're putting it down. Is that mutter, is that also? So I think it's push that the Svarich is that what? That's not called handing to her. And that's, what? What do you say?
I was making a joke, it's definitely Chiba.
Okay. That's not called handing to her, that's going to be mutter. Now, we can discuss, what's the halacha of putting it into her pocketbook? Is that called handing to her? Or that's like putting it into the... What? Right, you know, is it doing mutter more, you know, what?
Why putting something in her pocketbook? Why is it not like a double R? Why is it not also a double R?
Wait, say no. The reason maybe to mechalek is because when it's miyad liyad, like plug or miyad liyad, so he touches. Maybe we're going to touch. When I'm not oisik in her. I'm oisik in her pocketbook, something she's holding. So everyone's going to agree. You have like a stroller or like a big thing that's not shaykes to her. Something she's holding. Is that called I'm handing it to her, or is that called? Or is that called? Then no, it's not called handing. It's not called hand. It's not called handing it to her. I think it should also, you know, passes, you know, you have to be machmor on that. Right, in the case of the Chida, why didn't they just give it all that simple eight? So let's just make a case. What?
Because it's weird.
What are you saying?
Well, even the very on something else, you're picking up just the pillow, you're not picking up, it's like it's on a serving board.
Right.
You're picking up the pillow off the serving tray.
And happens to be Mark over there. The passage is that, that's called, anytime you're oisik and handing to someone, which is misachas, no one's going to say, like, your wife says, if somebody says, can you give me something? You put it in the person's pack, but they say, oh, you never gave it to me. Right? No one's going to say that, right? Like, that's cool. Okay, that's not right. That's Lakshman's protocol. Okay. Let me do it. Okay. But Akapana, Kipshuta, I think that, you know, that's Pasha's going to be a problem.
That's in regards to policing.
What?
In regards to policing.
Well, so they're taking chicken off the
chair. Oh, second. So Pasha's, what? Now we're in place, we're not throwing. Benigeya. Picking something up together, Ramesha says that, okay, go throwing. When you get throwing, what we also have machim on throwing now. The throw things, Zrika is going to be usher. Zrika being usher is not, what's the makar davar? Where do we find that Zrika is going to be usher? Ramah being zayin, Zrika is going to be usher. Not everyone holds Zrika is going to be usher. Like, one of the questions was, why is it usher? Why do you have to come to this? Rechitza typically is going to be usher. Zrika. And it's not 100% muskim. The whole idea is Zrika is asa, but nice, and Zrika is going to be asa. Let's say she threw something to you, and it was something expensive, and if you don't catch it, it's going to break. Huh? Yeah, the army kid. What? What you say? Therefore, Remember, the R, if it's something which had, would be a half, a stack half, so the Maisa, the R, you know, Zuka is not also the holidays, you know, maybe it could be the market to make. In terms of throwing it up, so the Sudei Taira says that maybe it's going to be Mutter. If you're throwing, the Taish Lomitz Midayik, Dafka, throwing to her is going to be Usser. Throwing it into, if you're not throwing it directly to her, you're throwing on Dafka, Lyoda is going to be Usser. But Gedeh Mash is Mutter. What's it say? It's Begadim is Rika, the Begadim is going to be Mutter. Who are then throwing into her pocketbook? The Tarshish Shalom is Vedaik is going to be Mutter. The Arsene, Machmim, say, Levis Machbab, Ikadinka, Yemekel, throwing into her pocketbook, throwing out Begadim, Lemaisa able to be Mekel. In terms of throwing it up, so the Sidi Tara brings down that the case isn't the sign. He threw it up, and then he comes and catches it, or she comes and catches it.
Why can't you do it here? But it just before it didn't go straight,
it went
up and went down by
here. Yeah, Maisi says that Mikadim, maybe Smutter, Mikadim is Smutter, Yish, you know, Toiv Lahachmer. So, kids, it's Zrika to her, is Aser up, Toiv Lahachmer, on a Brigadim into her pocketbook. In the pocketbook is going to be how direct it is. It's this extension of this extension of handing. So Shema Yigabas is extension of it, but Malkim is not directly to her or it's on to Brigadim. So Kitsa Zrika is more Mekel. We have a Kula maybe throwing up, Makut Tavalachmir, onto Brigadim's Mekel, into her pocketbook. Always we make a Mashikan handy is a Mekel. In terms of pushing a stroller together, or picking something heavy together, so Ramesha and Shuva discusses. And Ramesha says that, Ramesha says then Tshuva that there's no real prayer in her. It's Aser, maybe Simi Mutter. And he says, like, you know, the lesson of the long lines, Toy to be Machmer, Makim Sayer, Shasel Chak, then you have to be Mekel. Which he always brings down from the Chazanish, which is Mekel. He says that picking something together, so you're not being Isik, and as the handing to her the Sasha Migabuk, because you're Isik and. Connection between the two of you, you're passing something, and that's where there's a chash shamiga ba. You're just holding two things, obviously, you're not sitting next to each other, you're not holding opposite sides of things, you're not being oisik and passing things to each other. So you're saying that's not a shata, that's not a shata, it's not zrika, and therefore the Levisha Uiz wants to make up a shame, b'chazanish. The Chizuz, on the other hand, is machmer, he says, what's the difference? We ask the shach plug, handing, who would then. Carrying should be to carrying also should be a problem, and the ma'aser noigel hakol like a moisha that b'makom tzarech shatzachake. If you for example, like you're pumping up the steps, so first you should pump up the steps, right? You're nice, young, healthy, and no reason why you can't pump up the stairs. I mean, it's always nice to get help, right?
but you know, it's doable. You know, it's fine. And it's okay. I mean, I don't know if you stop butting up the steps and you're not good and you're like banging the kid and your wife is like, you don't know what you're doing. And then you need some help. I hear Shania. But what? What do you say?
Someone has to carry their bags.
If you, what?
Someone carries a lot of the bags and someone, the other person does the, and the wife does the carriage.
If you live on like the 18th floor of a Tama building, you're a nice, young, healthy man, you can make two trips, okay? Your wife would appreciate it. She'll be happy, okay? Same thing, picking things up. You want to know you're traveling and like you have luggage. Chasakal have tons of luggage and have to carry things together. And one's too heavy for one person. They'll be makam to go ahead and be makal. When they get a child, so tashbeis is makal. That's my arkashochen. All the places can jump on him. Number one, chayes is only when he's old enough that he's able to kind of say that's my a baby who can't really doesn't have the ability. There's no chayes. That's my. That in Hilchas Shabbos we say that it's not called Dumit Mishkan, Mashenkein, Benegia, touching, handing, it shouldn't have any sheiches to it. And therefore the scums of Ruba the Poiskim, Hilchas Shabbos, they all want to say that it's Usser, to pass it for sure it's going to be Usser, and that's considered Haishata. And it's going to be awesome. If you stick out your hands and the child like jumps towards you and is going to his age where he's old enough to sort of climb over, so then if it's not going to be a mice way shot and the child's like climbing, then it's going to be okay. We have to be careful, like she doesn't go like that. I'm like, if she's like angling him and helping him go, then it's going to be a problem. Stick out your hands and the child comes to you, then it's going to be okay. Stop to take the child out of her hand when she's holding it. So what's going to be the halacha? That's aser. That's going to be aser. And therefore it's going to be a problem.
If the kid doesn't bend forward, sticks out his hands, wants to go,
that's just saying that I want to go. Abba doesn't help. Ask me that he's making the move. Otherwise it's going to be a problem. No, we can start clearing like this. Maybe I don't copy with this, as you make up with the shayla. Let's say a child on the lap, it's just sitting there, for you to go ahead and take it off. The question is like this: do we miss yachasid? Is that for sure? If you're holding something, I think that's like shata. Come over, I bring you something. Here, you take it off. That's like shata. The fact that you didn't go the last second, you take it off. That's for sure. It's going. And, you know, that for sure is real. So the question is, if it's just sitting there, is that like taking off a bench, or that's going to be considered more of a ma'aseh v'shata? What do you say? Kvatim says, you walked over and you say, here, you take it, and you took it.
Taking out of her pocketbook?
What do you say?
Why is it being ma'aseh v'shata?
What?
Maybe it's always a chashash of shem yigavach.
Okay, yeah, you could hear the chat is that this is called, or maybe you could hear that it was not called.
Is that different than taking out of her pocketbook?
Yeah, because, taking out of her pocketbook? No, it'd be the same thing. For now, we're handing over to pocketbook, let's go handing to her. I hand it to her, right? That's called Leishata. Now the question is, if you're holding it, if I come over, bring it over to you, I go, here, take it, I think that's like shot to the fact that, whatever. Now the question is, if somebody's just sitting in a pocket, now I go and take it out. Is that a shata? Or is that just...
She's passive, she's not doing it.
What?
She's passive,
yeah, okay, fine, back to her. Okay, we're definitely not finishing everything today, but so what should we go to? In terms of... Let's go to the next, give me a second. With Allah, is he not allowed to eat with her? Shulchan Achas. We paskin on one table, then with one table it's going to be mach. What's Sibis Ladavar? Could be either it's a part of Chiba or it's a part of Shema or Shema Yigabah. If the other people are there, so is that going to be Palmanas? We saw the Rajba was Machmer, other people there doesn't help. They're all said, if there's Batsman's also, if the people are mafsik between you, then it's going to be mutter. And the Pesach Yeshiva brings down from the Masses B'Yamin and others that it's mutter if the other people are there. The Havad is no, the Svar Shabbai, there's no Chiba when there's no Chiba, and therefore it's going to be mutter. What's the halacha l'maisa? So, you know, there are some which, you know, Rabbi Asher says you have to be machmir, but you can use like a small hecker in that case, he wants to say. Others want to say you have to be machmir, you know, there's Rishonim, there's Rashi, there's somebody in between you, so you have the Masim Yom plus the Rav, there's somebody in between you. What age? Is a baby good enough? Is that to be a bar das, 5 years old, six years old, and they go more like the Shitas Hadera. There are those who say the Maisa Pesach Shuvah is Meikel. You know, the beyond the Lashon and the Chida also brings down, you know, that the Minig was to be Meikel also. Interesting. The Yaakov Kamenetsky, Nemes Yaakov, says that we're knowing like the Bekei Yosef, and he says the Minig is to be Meikel. It's interesting also in Lakewood when they teach the Meikel. So Rav Flosheim said, "Chena minog," that the minog is to be mekel. So you want to know, is the makdim machmir? Is Rishonim? Is there makdim mekel? Definitely, whatever. You know, if it's not a big deal. No. Kolach efik vayitay. Al kapanim. It's tough if you want table. If you have placemats, which you normally don't have placemats, now you have placemats. So over there, it's considered like two separate tables. And therefore it's going to be mutter.
I mean,
Shevet Levi? No, only if it's it works with doing din hekker. Let's say you're not sitting on a table. You're sitting on a park bench and you're eating some. You're having a picnic on a park bench. So is that considered like it's not on two separate tables, but there's no table? Is that going to be a problem? Or is not going to be a problem? Kipshuta, that's not going to be a problem because you're not on the same table. I saw swarming down that if you're on an airplane and like you're sitting next to each other, so maybe that's going to be a problem. It's not one table, and even though you're close to each other, it's two separate tables, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Kids, if you have placemats, which you normally don't have placemats, and now you put on a placemat, it's going to be mutter. But he says she brings down if she changes her seat. She changes her seat. That's also going to be a hatter. That it's a hacker that she normally sits in one place. She has a makim yuchud. This time she changed her seat. Then it's going to be mutter. Who had then the place coming down? We find by Basa B'chala that there's a chashash. You can't have one person in feishiks, one person in mochiks if they're on the same table, because maybe you're going to forget. Over there it says that if you're on opposite sides of the table, they can't really reach each other. Then it's going to be mutter. So there it says you can't reach each other. So someone, Sheva Levi says the big table is going to be mutter. Then going to give exactly the same get there. It doesn't give exactly the same. There's a swear to say if an opposite side table, it's a big table. Some say if you can't reach, maybe, you know, it's not 100% giving the bus al-chal. Bus al-chal is more of a chashash. I'm forget. Here it's a vart of. Now, in terms of a hacker, so a hacker should be something which is in between the two of you. You have to have a hacker. The vart of a hacker is in order to go ahead and to remind you. How big does the hacker have to be? So, you know, the arson's turning down. There has to be something which is nicker. Has to be a tafach. The pash is a davar, the steam is a davar, is anything which is a hacker, even if it's whatever size it is, then it's going to be mutter. A hacker only works if it's something which is not derech to be there. If it's always there, then it's not going to be a hacker. If it's something which you're eating from and it's ruggle to be there, then lamaisa wouldn't be a hacker. It's something which is out of the ordinary. In terms of using svarim, I'll covet svarim estama, that's not such a idea. It's not so respectable to take a safer. It's covered swarm to go ahead and use it. Leon Clyde, does the hacker have to be for both of them? You know, is the hacker has to be for both of them? The hacker just has to be for him. So definitely the Iker Isser, that's from Mr. Kralitz, and also Israel wanted to say the Iker Isser is on him. Therefore, you carry both sides. You carry the Iker Isser is on him, therefore it should be Dafko. Hacker, he has to know about it. If he doesn't know about it, then it's not a hacker. Or even though this is on him, but the hacker is like it's being wanted there for both of them, like to not to lose yourself. And she's also having a mind that to keep away from each other. So nice on Mr. Kralitz, and also in Levushi Oyuz of Israel, they both want to say the Iker Isser is for him, and if you have a hacker for him, it's going to be okay. So they say Bishim Rav Yasha, Yasha was Machmer. That's the old Menegeya one table. There's a second Issa Menegeya Achilas, Menegeya Kara Achas, eating out of one plate, that's going to be Asa. Now, Moshe has like Dor and Kara Achas, which is on one hand is a tremendous Chumar, on one hand is a tremendous Chulor. Moshe says the Geder of Kara Achas is the Chiba of something which you normally eat one portion together. Therefore, that is a din of a kara achas. Therefore, it's going to have, on one hand, a tremendous chumra, according to our Moshe. Can you split by a Coke and split a Coke or Pepsi and split it by a small potato chip bag, anything which is spechetza in one portion and only people who are close to each other share? According to our Moshe, that's going to be also. And on the end, our Moshe is also like kula. Moshe's karach is only mitzad chiba. It's not a matzav chiba. You have a big, could be if you have something like big bag of chips or, I don't know, big thing of popcorn that people are taking out of it. Could be according to our Moshe. That's not considered a tzura of chiba. And then according to our Moshe, the Moshe could be mutter. Ramesha definitely is a very big chiddush, and no, Pashas bein the chumra bein the kula, both of them are very big chiddush, and therefore most places can make them say it's not a problem sharing a potato chip bag, but yes, eating from one serving dish in certain surahs, Ramesha is going to be awesome. If you take it off the kara and you put it onto your serving plate, that's going to be mutter. Why? Because that's not called eating kara achas. Let's say she's eating from, one person's eating from the kara and another one puts on the serving plate. Is that going to be a problem? Is that not going to be a problem? It's not a problem. You're not both eating from one table, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. But he's going to say things like butter or cream cheese, something which she takes from there. So number one, Rishon LeKluger brings down that stem tasting something not considered a problem. Karachas. She tastes something to see whether it's good or not. That's not considered karachas. We're doing something which is miyuchid for a lot of people. Something like butter, margarine, cream cheese. It's shimush is for a lot of people. Therefore, we're not going to siachas that is eating together off one plate. And that's,
even though no one else is there?
Even though no one else is there, but no one looks at it like you're eating together. In fact, you took cream cheese from the thing and put it straight on. And therefore, it's going to be mutter. I saw in some... It's a little playoff of Ramesh. Ramesh is saying that the pshat is that no one's misyachis that I'm eating straight from Dan misyachis I'm eating from one plate. No one's misyachis I took the... Well, if you take cream cheese and I put on my sandwich, weiter. You can misyachis I put it more on, like, you put on something else, and therefore it's not as another swear. I put it on the sandwich, therefore not misyachis straight up that I'm eating it from there. I just see the Michis Yitzhak, I think it was Zion Ayan, he wants to say that the only time putting on a different plate helps works if it needs a plate. I'm saying if it doesn't need a plate, something which is not normal to put on a plate, he wants to say that, what? Yeah, that maybe that's not considered not eating from the same plate. I don't know. Linnaeus caught on. Adam, here's that swear? What's the swear? Adam, here's it? Maybe once upon a separately, I think it's not kokarachas. I think it should be besed. And in terms of. People ask over the time. He asks different questions. If I take it and I put it down on what different situations? Put it down on the car seat. I mean, from the car seats. I don't think it's. Oh, we'll go to that second. I don't think it's a chavos of different kara. You take it, you put it down to something else. I'm eating from there. So she's eating from the kara. I'm eating from the car seat. And the Mali car seat, Mali. I know, but I think he's talking about. He's talking about being normal, right? Whatever. So yeah, you're eating at a table, so you put it on the floor. You know, if the floor is not clean, I don't think that's called eating from the same plate anymore. And it's, I don't think it means dafka. It doesn't use your hands. So it's like a twizzler using your hand. You know, there's using your hand going like that and eating. So then I think that's called eating from the same thing. But if you want to know, if you take like a whole handful of like sesame seeds and your hand is not like a plate and you're going like that. What? I have those things. I don't know. I have a popcorn. You take a whole handful. So now I can hear that, and you're just eating from your. This is your plate. Now you're going. If you go like that, and going like that, like a chazer eating a lot. Then I hear. Then that's called. Then when misyakis that as called, you're eating from. Eating from the plate. But you just take a whole bunch, and now you're like eating one or two at a time. It's not something that doesn't help going on. If I go like that, and it doesn't help switching hands. It does not help switching hands, going like that, and going like that, and going like that. That's I call this. That's called eating from the thing.
Whole star is like when you take it, like you're basically taking it, but now you put it to something else. You're like,
no, I think it doesn't make it. If I go like eating like that, and I go from the right hand, I pick up the I don't know the hot dog, whatever the pop. I pick up one potato chip. I pick up my hand and I go like that. That's called eating from the plate. I'm talking about when you take a lot on your hand. No, it's not a part of cliche. That's called eating from the plate. So if you take a lot on your hand, and now you're using your hand as a plate, you're not eating all one time. You're eating it as a plate. So then I think that you could look at it as a separate plate. But if you're just taking all, switching hands and going like that, that's called achila achas from the plate. If you're using your hand as a plate, you're eating solely, whatever, and then I think you could say that's not, that lemaisa would not be considered a... If you take a lot and eating slowly off your hand, then we can see that you're not eating from the thing. But you want to ask how many? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10? I can't give you. Whatever. So also, Reuben brings down Aruch HaShabbos, that's Sefer Nida called Marakayin, that over there he brings down that if you take something big, you want to say, we're not misyakas that as eating from the plate. Like you take an apple, you eat it. Something small, just popping it, so eating from the same plate. I take a big apple, or I take a piece of bread, and I'm a siachis, like I'm eating from the plate, I'm eating in my hand. Something small. What? Yeah, something big, what's to say, that's not called, I'm eating from the plate, and therefore he says that's going to be mutter. In terms of, so that's one issue. The Tzoros of HaShulchan Achad, Kar Achad, okay, in terms of Shuri Machu Shalom, I'm going to finish up food and I'll have to finish them in time and everything else. In terms of Shuri Machu Shalom, so it's us to eat her leftover food. What's called the leftover food? Leftover food is something which she ate from. Like mentioned before, Shem Kokos says, if you taste from it, it's not going to be considered a problem. What's the gather? Leftovers, so the place can say that. Leftovers only if she ate from that thing. You have 5 pieces of schnitzel on the plate, and she ate from one of them, the other 4 are not her leftovers. But something which is one michael, like a salad, she ate from half the salad. You don't say, oh, the tomatoes and the cucumbers and the other ones, then that would, yes, be considered her leftovers, and that would, yes, be considered a problem. Something like we said before, something like margarine, you know, butter, cream cheese, we say that's not considered her leftovers, because not misyakas that has milchit for her, and she takes from that, then it's not going to be a problem. Can you transfer leftovers into a different plate? But so by Shuri Mashka, it says Befeirish. If you take it and transfer it into a different plate, then it's going to be mutter. The question is, what's going to be halacha by food? Does it work or not? So Moshe and Tshuva says there's no etzah for food. Rav Yaakov also, and Emes Yaakov says there's no etzah. The reason why they're saying is, Geish lachalik between a mashka and a eichel. A mashka, you take it like you're transferring it, it's like it changes surah, and you're transferring it, it's moving it, therefore it's different. Mashka, and if you just transferring the oichel, it's still considered her shiri machel, and therefore they want to be machel. The Taz says beferish all heterim of shiri mashka applies to shiri machel, and therefore that's coming to Reuben. The paiskim is that they're going to be makel, and therefore if you transfer it to a different plate, then it's going to be mutter. So it comes out at the end of the day, in terms of eating her leftovers, so Maisa can make like the Taz. Put it on your plate, and it's not going to. Then over there, it's not going to be a problem. Maybe over there we could hear this svara. That let's say something doesn't need a plate. Does transferring to a plate when it doesn't need a plate, does that help? Is that mafuki from a shiri machu shalom? We say shiri machel, let's make like a das. You get a choose a different plate. Now, let's say something doesn't need a plate.
They also argue that shiri
machel. Right. So there, maybe I can hear it. There, I'm thinking out loud. Maybe there I can hear a little bit more. So that is not going to transfer it from. Maybe over there I can hear a little bit more. That maybe that would not be considered. And over there, maybe there wouldn't be a hat there. So shiri kais says also, you're acknowledging from shiri kais shalom. She's allowed to drink from his shirei kais, which Agav, I will get in a second. So, shirei kais, it says there are four terms for shirei kais. One is if he doesn't know that she's a nida. Sorry, doesn't know, right? Doesn't know. He doesn't know it's hers. There's no chiba. Not knowing nida lav dafka, he doesn't know that it's hers. Hetter number two is he pointed to a different case. Hetter number three is somebody else drinks in between. There's no chiba. And hetter number four is that if she goes away. Going away, there's a vikuach. What's the gather of going away? If she just walks out of the room, is that going away? Is it halchala that she left, or is it shalei b'fanav? Hayberkos Nevidaik says halchala. Didn't say shalei b'fanav. That shulchan wants to say it's mutter. She goes out of the room, it's going to be mutter. Hayberkos Nevidaik says halchala. Didn't say shalei b'fanav. And wants to say it's only mutter if she's gone. Mashenken, if she's not gone, then it's going to be okay. Now she's allowed to drink his shirayim. Or somebody asked Hayberkos, so you want to pour her a drink or make her a coffee? So pour it, drink it a little bit. It's Shirei Machal, and she's not drinking Shirei Machal. You want to make her a coffee, you want to pour her something. So pour it for her, drink it a little bit. It wasn't like, it's not Mazika, I did it for myself, I drink it, it's Shirei.
More than tasting.
He just smiled, okay. I'll go buy him. In terms of, so that's what Shirei Machal is, Shirei. There's a iser of we'll finish up the oichel maskin, which I have to, it's too much for today. I have to finish up in time. In terms of zigas hakoyis, you're not allowed to be making a kois. You're allowed to, it's called each machish osel labayal nidai labayal because zigas hakoyis. Also, limbs a koisef. She's not going to be mizig a kois in front of him. She can't do mizig. It's a kois befanav. Shaloi befanav is mutter. Now, what's the gather of shaloi befanav in terms of mizig a kois? So, obviously, if he's in a different room, that's going to be mutter. The question is, if he's not looking, can she do it? Or if he turns her back, can she do it? Can he close his eyes and she could do it? What? So the gather is basically if he's magish that she's doing it, that's called befanav. I'm sorry, wait a second. If you magish that she's doing it, that's called befanav. No, so that's the question. That's not that. But if you're in the same room, you're just closing your eyes. If you magish she's doing it, if he's not looking, like, you know, he's at the table and he's talking and he's in Tifa Ryan, the Shabbos Divrei Torah. So then that could also, he's not magish, you know, maybe technically he's there, but that's called Bafanov. Stop turning your back and just magish is doing it, that would be called Bafanov, and that would be considered a problem. So the Issa Mizik Zakois is something which you find both ways. Can't show us a Mizigloi, Kachem was a Mizigloi. The Issa Mizik Zakois is going to be both ways. Ben sending him, Ben sending her. But he says it discusses, does this apply dafka to wine? Because wine is wine. He's on Rashi, but others say dafka wine. Or does it apply to other to Shara Mashka Masa? So everyone agrees water definitely is going to be mutter. Well, water has no chashivas to it. I mean, there's no chashivas to it, so water definitely is going to be mutter. Wine definitely has chashivas going to be aser. When we're dealing with Shara Mashka in terms of Sharmashkim, in terms of whether it's going to be Usr or it's not going to be Usr. Minigas to be Machmer also by Sharmashkim, but you know, definitely have it as a tzirif. You know, there would be. Yeah, there's another question, what's called Mazika? The basis of being like, it's Miami, which says Mazika is Dafka. If you're watering down the wine and you're preparing it, stop pouring, it's not going to be a problem. The Ritva and Daf Samach Aleph and Ksubis brings down Yesh Eimer Mezigah Dafka. If you do a Mezigah Yain B'mayim, Hashem is not pouring, is going to be okay. V'tayi Suvein Zanachin, and he says it's going to be a problem, and it's going to be Aser. No, I'm saying. And then the stimus of the paiskim is, I'm saying, the Aruch Shulchan Mice, when he brings down the lacha, he says, like, pouring zasser, and he says, stop pouring for the battle. The Aruch Shulchan is saying, some achmer, and he says, it's going to be awesome. We don't find in the later that they find bring down the Hagoyis Maimini. I'm saying the Mezigah is Dafka Mezigah, but Friday, if you're answering, like, the Shach, Shar Oichlin, so then, why, if you're pairing Shar Oichlin, is going to be a problem, so we see that stamp. We have a machlokes by Eichon, right? With the combination of the two of them, right? Well, could be Mizigini both also, right? So the Akashokan definitely has, definitely the steamiest Hadavar seems, of the steamiest Hadavar seems to me that they're being Machmer, even though it's not, even though you're just pouring and it's going to be balanced. In terms of making a coffee. So making a coffee, so Pashtus is going to, Befanav is going to be a problem, Shleifan is going to be Mutter. There are Mekilim Shadis if it's not, the Mezika is not finished. In other words, if you, she makes the coffee but doesn't put in the milk or doesn't put in the sugar.
If it's Shleifan, it's Mutter, I'm saying. Even though he knows that she's
making it. Yeah, but she doesn't put in the sugar and doesn't put in. No one, you always have it sirif of Shara Mashkin, remember that, right? But if you don't put in the sugar or the milk, so therefore it's not considered.
Does she do that in front of? Does she even do it without sugar and milk?
Yeah, that's not Mezika. So that's not called Mezika, and that for sure that would be Mutter. That, you know, that Lamaisa would be Mutter. Now it's also Dafka, both together, the Reim is Mashmal and Chaber, it sounds like that. It's also Dafka. Being moizik and serving him, Ashinkain, if you don't do both together, then it's going to be mutter. If you're not both, if you have one without the other one, it's going to be mutter. The Shach seems to be machma, he brings on the Sefer Chuma, Avai Shad Levayim, but he should be also machma mashta. If he's a mashma machma, he's a mashma. The Shach seems to be machmer or hishata without Shach and Gimel seems to be machmer one that the other is going to be usher. Sivya Dalas seems to be mekel. The Machshaka wants to say it's betor chumra. He held that's usher and maybe make it then as mutter. And betor chumra he held that's going to be usher. So kids are just, let's just be sad over here. Every single time we're dealing with bringing, let's say, Mashka or Michael to the table, you definitely have a lot of tzirufim going on over here. We have maybe Dafka Yain Zasa Shem Mashka Mutter, the good number one. And the coup number two, maybe Dafka Mezigo, like I said, maybe Dafka Mezigo, and if you're not doing Mezigo, preparing it, maybe coup number two, maybe it's Mutter. The coup number three is maybe you need both in order to answer Hashata, and you have to do Mezigo and Hashata, one without the other one is going to be Mutter. So definitely you have a lot of tzirufim to be Mekel. I don't know if there's any grace to Tzarech to be Mekel. So he said, maybe in a situation where you have those kitchens, which are very, very big, the dining room kitchen is just like one room, and therefore it's always Befanav every single time. Every single situation is Befanav, so we have a lot of tzarechim to go ahead and be Mekel, and there definitely is Mokim to go ahead and be Mekel on Sharmashkim, Hashatav Azrika, Azrika Vali Shata, definitely is mokim to be making on that type of situation. By Michael, the Taz wants to be Mako on only Mashka is Aser, Mashka and Michael just like Mysa Avdus, Mashka and the Shach in the back want to be Machmer. And therefore, one of Machmer, if you do preparing the Michael, putting on the plate, and bringing it to the table is going to be Aser, stomping on the plate is not going to be a problem. So when you bring it to the plate, you have to do it some type of shinai. When you bring it to the table, you have to do it some type of shinai. What's considered a shinai? So one shinai is if you do it with the left hand, that's considered a shinai. The person says it's only shinai if it's, you have only two things in your hand, that's not considered a shinai. The only two things in your hand, that's not considered a shinai. And that lamaisa will not be considered a shinai. Another shinai is if you put it on the side, you don't put it directly in front of them. In front, that will not be considered a shinai. Sorry, I'm getting all mixed up now. Running out of steam. I got to switch off with this. In terms of, if you put it not befanav, you put it a little bit on the side, that also, that for sure would be considered a shinai. So because the left hand is a shinai if you only have two things in your hand. If it's, if you put it on the side, then that would be considered a shinai in the Surah of the Michael. Sending wine also is also, that's if it gimel, kshin shal mazal, kakos, pil shal kushiyan, also shal kushiyan, also shal kushiyan, and sending wine is going to be aser. So what do you do? You make kiddush, you just put it down and let somebody else and let her take it. That's the eight symptoms of that case. If you're by family and you're just the shliach ba'alma, they're passing to you and you're passing it down. So Mr. Kralitz and others say that's not called you're passing it to her, that's called, the whole problem is it's passing her wine, Mashenkein, if it's If it's if you're just the messenger, then the chaykan, then yes. Yeah, it shows us. We're just sending it to the. Okay, I'm adding a few more.